Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. anybody would care.
For today is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellon Family Weekly Prayer Service. Tonight is an open session, and I pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say tag. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, Angela will come to us with the blessing of the prayer line. So if everyone would bow their heads.
Scripture says that everything God created was good and was made for our benefit. The first chapter of Genesis describes the global life support system that God created for us. If we are truly thankful for the gift God has provided, we will do our part to take care of it. Working hard to care for our rivers, clean drinking water, keeping our air fresh and sweet to breathe in, and making sure our food is healthy and pure, or add our thanksgiving to our prayers. In prayer, the Creator God, help us protect and preserve nature, because through nature, you sustain us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela. We also want to thank our studio host tonight, Auntie Dot. Bless her daughter, Vera. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Okay, well, tonight is the open session, so we'll go ahead and get started. We're just going to go down the list, and if you have something to share, please do so. If not, just say pass. One thing I wanted to ask Auntie Carrie, what was Sister Shirley's son name? What is her son name?
He had surgery on Friday.
Uh-huh.
And he up walking a little.
Amen.
And he went outside today in the sun, and he probably just missed one day next week from the hospital. He's doing better, much better.
Is great. That is awesome. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Can
thank
we
y'all
get his name?
That. Joseph.
Amen.
Carrie, do you know his name?
Joseph.
Is it Joseph?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. God is good. Amen. Okay,
amen.
My first person that I'm going to speak would be Auntie Janet. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from Psalms 103.
Amen.
Part of Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all of us who forgive us all my iniquities. It's all my disease. Who redeemed my life from destruction, silenced me with love and kindness, satisfied my mouth with good things, so that my youth is like peace. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and sensitive to mercy. But not a place God, but he is thankful forever. Not yet with us according to our sins, neither has he rewarded us according to our iniquities. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay, thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Next person I'll go to is Auntie Dot. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 117. Oh,
amen.
Praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his mercy and kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie God. Stacy, did you want to share something at this time or later on in the program?
Hello?
Yes.
Who did you say?
Stacy, if she wanted to share something at this time or later on in the program.
Okay, she has something to share now and also later. Okay.
Praise God. Amen. All right, Stacy, I'm calling on you now.
Okay, Stacy.
Hi.
Good evening.
1 through 6, and beneath the top of it is that the word is life. Have you ever met people who had every reason to be depressed and praying that you are intentionally joyful and full of life? Their lives seem to consist of an endless series of tragedies. Some of them are in prison, in body, ravaged by disease or distortion by injury. Other injured families come off economically and hardship or personal misfortune. Yet, in spite of the numerous reasons, they have to feel the courage that seems to be a consciousness revival within them. They have learned how to survive. The secret of the artistic victorious live in and found in Psalm 1. A life of unfailing joy grows when we are rooted in the life and in the meditation of the Word of God. Jesus said, "The world I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life." New hope, renewed peace, renewed contentment, renewed strength, and a renewed passion for life. God's word is a deep well and a refreshing stream. The person who life is planted like a tree by this stream of water shall be constantly revitalized and motivated. Finding satisfaction in serving others. And the prayer said, "Lord, grant that I be planted more deeply in your word. May I be refreshed and nourished, that my life will be fruitful, and that I may glorify you." Amen.
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 Okay, looks like we have another party that has found his way to the prayer line. I have to introduce Daniel Lowe is back. Everybody welcome him.
Amen.
Amen, Claudia. I apologize if y'all ain't heard my voice in a while, but I had no time for preparations. I just want to speak from my heart. I feel so blessed to be with my mom right now and her husband. We're having an enjoyous day. You try to beat me too much, though, but I'm all right. But in the name of the Lord, I'm still here.
Amen.
To hear my voice again, you know, I enjoy that too. When I wake up. Hey, they talking about singing a song. I only forgot my song, though. It's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. I'm going to mix it up, though. It's not my sister, not my brother, but it's him, oh Lord. Need a little prayer. Amen.
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 Thank you, Daniel.
All right.
Okay, amen.
Okay.
Next person I come to will be
Anne.
For any good news, you
want to share
any proof tonight?
Amen. Okay, reading out of the upper room. Send that damn. 1 John 1:5-2. If we confess our sins, he who is faithful and just will forgive our sins and cleanse us from our unrighteousness. After the storm passed, I strolled down to the creek. The 2 years drought we had experienced was finally over, and I was delighted to see the water filled away, filling. To the left, the current carries the water along its natural course. To the right, however, a pool of stagnant water rested against some debris. The storm had washed leaves, sticks, grass, and trash into the creek bed, and the rubbish was caught on a log. This created a dam that prevented the water from flowing freely. It allowed the state the pooled water would attract mosquitoes, create an odor, and become contaminated. It needed to be cleansed out. Sin is like that debris. We may not notice many problems from a few minor infractions, but left alone to collect and pile, these sins will clog the path to life and freedom. Habitual sins, such as pride, gluttony, lying, and idolatry, create a barrier and block our relationships with God and others. The fallout of the affliction of stagnant spiritual life attracts other sins and spills over into other areas of our lives. The obstruction that sin creates in our lives needs to be cleansed out. Thankfully, we have a remedy: repentance. Dear Heavenly Father, reveal our sins to us. Help us repent so that we may have a closer relationship with you and live life more abundantly. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen, amen. Thank you for that, Angela. And I will go next, and fortunately I'm reading out of Joel Osteen tonight, and it's called Stand Strong During Adversity. It goes on to say to put on your full suit of armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. The reading is out of Ephesians 6:13. We all face challenges and difficult times, but God doesn't send these storms. But it in times of difficulty that we grow and become stronger. It is an opportunity to allow God's word to come alive in our life and see you through to victory. You can't run from everything that's hard in your life and expect God to deliver you immediately. God uses these challenges to stretch you and enlarge your vision. Remain faithful during your time of adversity. Make up your mind to serve God no matter what comes against you, and God will honor you. Fight the good fight of faith. Remember, God will not waste anything you go through in life. You are growing, you are maturing, and you are being prepared for promotion. Simply remain faithful and fight life through. In due season, in God-appointed time, he will promote you to new levels of victory, and you will live that abundant life that he has promised you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Loretta. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Okay, our next reader would be Auntie Betty. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
I'm coming from Psalm 100. But then make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord will gladly. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving. And unto his court will praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth is good to all generations. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. I think that concludes the first portion of the program, and we will move into our second shut-in show. If everyone,
Is everyone with bowed their head, please? First of all, I would like to thank Auntie Carrie for the update on Sister Shirley's son. Most of us received a call through the week in reference to praying for her son. And I just want to say God is good. He went through the surgery and he's walking. He's out there visiting God Green Earth. Amen.
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 Okay, everyone, bow the head. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to give you thanks for keeping your healing hand upon Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Kim, Ruth Edwards, Wicked Husband, Charles and Val, Daddy Berner, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Jessica Smith, Angela Patton, Sister Shirley and family, Callie and family, Isaiah, myself, Loretta, Mary Ann, Mary Lowe, Angela Burns, Tanya, Rayco, Lenny and family, Valerie Crockett, Janet Williams, Collins and the Wells family, the Moody family, the Rossiter family, DeMarcus, Malachi, Tony, the Norris family, Sean Williams, Jesse Verner, Calvin, Mario, Cheryl, Quentin and family, Eddie Chipman, Josh and Kim, Sedaria, Brian, the Bart Oyers family, Rochelle Bessler, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Doris Reed, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father, we thank you for the love that you share with us daily. Thank you for the healing in our life. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Standing in the need of prayer. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, that moves us right into our birthday. And we honoring the week of June 14th through the 20th. Do we have any celebration names? Amen. June 20th, Kenny Nellums, all right. Okay, okay, well, we know there are others on this earth, amen.
Everybody.
Amen. Okay, Auntie Betty, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song?
I will be happy to.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. God's blessings on you. God's blessings on you. God's blessings on you, and may you have many more. God bless you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that song, Auntie Janet. And we're moving right into our program. Praise God. Amen. He's good.
Amen.
We're moving right into our section where we are doing Speak What's on Your Heart, Praise Report, Testimony, Songs or Poems. So I'll just go down the list. You can share or pass. And the first person I will come to is Auntie Carrie.
Me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I was going to read part of Psalm 113.
Psalm 113?
Yes. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye, O Spirit of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed is the man of the Lord from this time for and forevermore. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is likely unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high? Who humbled himself, and behold, the things are in heaven and in earth. He raises up the poor out of the dust and lifted me out of the jungle, that he may set him in princes, even with the prince of his people. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And I
thank
just want to let God know, we want to thank you all so much for praying for Joseph. And I've been talking to him every day. He's getting better. He's getting much better. Thank you. Sister Shirley, we really appreciate your prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that reading, and thank you most of all for the update. Amen.
Yes.
Okay, next question I would come to is, Mom, any good news? Do you want to share with your group
no.
testimony, praise report?
What?
Praise report.
What? I am so grateful to have four of my kids here with me today.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm just so proud. So that's what I want to say. I just thank God for bringing them together, and we had a good time just eating cornbread and gluten.
I gotta walk this off.
You were serving calories.
Gotta walk this one off.
Amen. Thank you for that update, Mom. Amen. Okay, next person I will go to is Auntie Betty. Anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to try to sing tonight.
Amen.
Don't be trying.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We'll walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dews of our mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Oh, we shall walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. No need to worry, no need to fret. All of my needs, the man named Jesus has met. His love protects me from hurt and from harm. Jesus, the light of the world. Should the gospel be hid, it's hid from the Lord. My Jesus is waiting to look at your fall. Rise and shine, your light has come. Jesus, the light of the world. Oh, we shall walk in the light, beautiful light. From where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Amen.
Amen.
That light bright, too.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
That light bright.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that wonderful song, Auntie Betty. My next person I will go to is Stacy. Are you ready to share testimony, praise, support, poem, or song?
Okay, Stacy. This is the first prayer. Little bird that sings, hey, they're going to
Eddie, time sleep. Tall trees in the green. Meadows in the place. The rest by the water. Sad every day. Day, us eyes see this. And live that we might. How great is God on us. Has made all things.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Stacy
is. I'm
Stacy. How old are you, Stacy?
Okay. I was Joel. I declare God magic in my life. What I could not make happen in my life, God will make happen for me. Supernatural opportunities, healing, restoration, my way. I'm getting stronger, healthier, and wiser. I will accomplish my God-given dream. This is my declaration. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Anything else you want to share with the group tonight? A praise report or a praise report or a praise report?
Didn't write to give a praise report.
Who wrote it?
He wrote it for you, Jim. Go ahead and read I can win the all.
Amen.
Hymn
number
227. All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will never love and trust him. No, I will ever love and trust him. In the presence daily. All to Jesus I surrender. Humbly the feet I bow. World of treasures all forsaken. Take me, Jesus, take me now. All to Jesus I surrender. Lord, I give myself to thee. Fill me with thy love and power. Let thy blessing fall on me. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that reading, Dad. Amen. Okay. Let's see here. Angela. Anything else you want to share with the group tonight? Maybe share what's on your heart, form, testimony.
First of all, I want to give a praise report. I just want to thank the Lord for the opportunity to be here with my family. I can't remember the time that we all had an opportunity to get together and just rejoice in each other's love. And I just want to thank the Lord for that opportunity.
Amen.
And I would like to ingratiate you guys with a song, if I may.
Amen.
Sing it, girl.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, see how great. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me how great is our God. Oh, see how great. How great is our God.
Amen. Thank you for that singing, Anna. That was wonderful.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. That would take me to Auntie Dot. Anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm gonna read Psalm 23.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want. He's making me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, thou comfort me. Thou prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Let's see here. Daniel, is there anything else you wanted to share with the group tonight?
Well, I just want to give a shout out, you know, pretty much, because like I said, I was not prepared, and I've been missing in action for a while. So I'm kind of rusty, but I want to say I love everybody, and it's a blessing that everybody's still walking on top of the earth. Amen.
Amen.
And I just want to, you know, bless everything and everybody, you know. We just keep strong in the Lord's name, because he has from us a long way.
Amen.
From where we were.
Amen.
And still blessing us. If I get in trouble outside, he get me out. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for sharing that with us, Daniel. I will go next. And my reading is out of 1 John 3. And this is where we must love each other. See how very much our Heavenly Father loves us, for he allows us to be called his children. Think of it. And we really are. But since most people don't know God, naturally they don't understand that we are his children. Yes, dear friend, we are already God's children right now. And we can't even imagine what it is going to be like later on. But we do know that, we do know this, that when he comes, we will be like him. As a result of seeing him, he is really as he really is. And everyone who really believes this will try to stay pure because Christ is pure.
Amen.
Okay, that takes us right into our closing prayer. And yes, did I ask you to everyone? Yes.
Can you just stand out? Anybody want to get a shout out?
Before Angela go into the closing prayer, is there anything else anyone would like to share today? Amen. So Angela will do the closing prayer, so everyone will bow their heads.
I'm going to have a few words before I do the prayer. I was going to read the 23rd Psalm, so it's great that I'm coming right behind God who just read it. When I switched jobs a few years ago, I started taking my lunch hour at a local park. Even in the winter months, I try to make at least one loop around the park in order to breathe in the fresh air and to be in God's presence. Time away from office, noise, stress, and artificial light allows me to focus my mind so that I can tackle the afternoon with a renewed sense of energy. Jesus took time for himself as well. Even with all of the demands from the people who surrounded him, Jesus took time alone to speak to his Father. He used the time, surrounded by nature and away from his disciples and the crowd, to cry out, to be vulnerable, and to find the strength to move on. If Jesus needed a moment for prayer and meditation, surely we do too. Psalm 23 tells us that God leads us to quiet pastures and still waters to refresh our souls. My daily walks have helped me to see what God has provided for me in the trees, water, wind, and serene outdoors. My lunchtime walks help me maintain a peaceful attitude and renewed faith. If you bow your heads for the closing prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for giving us time to enjoy the natural world and to find peace with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
I mean, go fish.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for the closing, Angela. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. We pray that there was something shared that would help you through your busy week. Due to all the traveling that is involved within next week, we're canceling the program. And I hope everyone is okay with that. What we do, that's Father's Day. Well, okay, so happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. We
got you. I don't want to celebrate Father's Day,
So get back to the program. We are canceling next week. It's just a lot of work involved. We want to thank Dot and her family for the quiet times and for putting us through, putting us all together. We're traveling in all different states, so we want to thank Dot so much for helping us out. Without her, we wouldn't have been able to do this tonight alone without Dot. Amen.
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 Okay, and she's hosting a party for the family on Friday. So we thank you for all the hard work that you're doing for us. Amen.
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 Okay, so I have to leave you with this. Jesus loves you, and guess what? Go do a win.
All
right. Have a good night.
Love y'all.
God bless.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Right here.